direct access to the president and thus the real influence on decision-making that the Eisenhower national security structure had provided. Against the backdrop of Kennedy's efforts to reform the Defense Department and under the strain of foreign policy crises, a relationship of mutual distrust between senior military and civilian officials would develop. 2 months after Kennedy assumed the presidency, tension between the new frontiersmen and the old guard escalated over a foreign policy blunder in the Caribbean. The old guard in the Pentagon was relegated to a position of little influence. The Bay of Pigs shattered the sense of euphoria and hopeful aspiration that surrounded the new frontiersmen during their first months in Washington. Although the president took public responsibility for the Bay of Pigs failure, he placed a large measure of the blame for the disaster on poor military advice from the Joint Chiefs of Staff. He thought that his senior military advisors should have been more assertive with their doubts about the operation's chances for success. For their part, the JCS believed that Kennedy's ire was misdirected. The president consulted the JCS only after he had made the decision to launch the invasion. The military services had provided personnel on special assignment to the CIA, but remained unaware of their activities. The Bay of Pigs debacle not only exacerbated mutual